It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome everyone. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you live tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Playoff football is here in Class D as we come to you from Sydney High School Field. The number one seed in Section 4 Class D, the Sydney Warriors, taking on the eighth seed, the BG Bobcats. And Tim, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Nate. I really appreciate it. I'll tell you what, this is the time of the year that, you know, you win your game, you go on, and if you don't, you're headed home. And I'll tell you, both these teams are going to give us a good show tonight.
Yes, two teams that have a lot of very athletic guys. I think it's going to be really interesting to see how the BG defense and using some of their athletes tries to match up against this high-powered, high-octane Sydney offense. Just want to welcome you into the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. And quickly, our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. And just going into this game here tonight, of course, Sydney BG, two other games we'll keep you up to date on tonight. Number 2, Unitego, hosting number 7, Harpersville Afton. And I think a whale of a game is happening over in Hancock tonight as number 4, DH, Deposit Hancock, hosts number 5, Green.
Yeah, there's some good games going on tonight. And I'll tell you what, we're here in Sydney and we're going to see a dandy, I'm pretty sure. But those other games just up the road in the Unitego area, that's going to be a good one. And then, Deposit Hancock and Green over there in Deposit and Hancock, that's going to be a great show as well.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be a great opening night of football. The other game is number 3, Tioga, hosting number 6, Elmira Notre Dame. So we'll try to keep you updated on that as well. We're going to take a quick break here on the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. When we come back, we'll hear from BG head coach Israel Lormer, get his thoughts on what his BG Bobcats need to do here tonight against the Sydney Warriors. At halftime, we'll hear from Sydney head coach Jeff Matthews. So for Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. We'll hear from BG head coach Israel Lormer after the break here on CDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara Riverside in Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Section 4 Class D Playoff Football on WCDO for 2017. I'm Nate Lull, and we're joined now by BG head coach Israel Lormer. Coach, thanks for taking a few minutes for us.
Oh, my pleasure, Nate.
Coach, first off, as we all know, it's BG and Sydney here, the 1-8 matchup, but I wanted to get your thoughts on your season so far. It's been a great season for the Bobcats, coming in at 5-2, and just your thoughts on the regular season as you head to the playoffs.
Well, to be perfectly honest, it's gone like we kind of imagined. Of course, we would have liked to have been 7-0, but we just wanted to have a successful year. Our goal all along has been, in our second year as being the coaches, the coaching staff, put something in the off season, see it through, and hopefully have some wins on the field. And we really had that. 5-2, we lost to 2 really good teams. They're both ranked in the state, first and second in our division, and they're both tough teams. So we're really in a good position, and hopefully it's the sign of things to come for our program as far as moving forward.
And can you elaborate a little bit more on that? I mean, your division and Sydney's division as well, it seems like Section 4 Class D has a lot of really good teams that are getting some state recognition. It's really a tough gauntlet to go through to get to the playoffs.
Yeah, if you think about, I just looked at the rankings today, every team that's in Class D, the 8 teams that are in the playoffs are either ranked or honorable mention in the state. It's I've said that all along. It's hard to get out of Class D playing football out of this section. And I truly believe that anybody can win in those games. Obviously, some teams have some advantages, and they've had some nice seasons and have home games. So, you know, for us, it was just about trying to get into the playoffs again. It's been the first time in 5 years, and make that our norm, you know, and make those types of things, finishing in the top part of our division and trying to get in the top 8 out of the 16 teams that play in Class D, and you know, see what can happen, because that's the beautiful thing about football. You play one game.
I've had so many people come up and ask me this year, what's Trevor Hallequist look like at quarterback for Bainbridge Guilford? And my answer has been, it looks like he's been there all along. Of course, he's been a soccer player, hadn't played since, I believe, the Pee Wee level, and has really stepped in and done a nice job for you guys. What's your thoughts on how, you know, Trevor has joined the team this year and how he's contributed?
Well, it's been a surprise because, like you already mentioned, he really hasn't played. I think he played in 7th or 8th grade for me and modified when I was coaching modified. So it's been 3 or 4 years, and to step into that position, I mean, he's a very good athlete who understands instinctually how to play the game. He's a point guard, which really helps at the quarterback position if you think about distributing the ball and understanding where is everybody and where, how can I distribute it. So those things have really helped him. And it takes takes a couple of games if you haven't played at the varsity level, 4 or 5 games. And if you think about his UV game where he really had a bust-out game, that's game 4. So it's just been nice to have that kind of athleticism, that kind of leadership at that position. He really has looked good. I mean, I think he threw his first interception this weekend. You know, 6 games for us. I know we have the 7th win, but the first 6 games, I mean, he didn't throw an interception. So he's really done a nice job, and there's been growing pains. There's been things that we've had to learn from each other, how he plays quarterback and then how I coach, but it's been, overall, it's been great.
It also really seems like you have a stable of running backs that you can rely on, whether it's Ben Bavar or Alan Turzo or Nick Petrottoni. Just seems like you guys have a ton of weapons to bring to the table. It has to be hard to plan for you guys, just knowing that the ball could go anywhere.
Well, going into the season, I knew that I didn't have that horse that we've had in the past, you know, and I can go down the list of guys that we've had at BG that, you know, run for 1,000 yards. I didn't think I had a 1,000-yard rusher in there, but I knew that if we did it kind of money ball wise, if this guy got 7 carries and this guy got 8 carries and this guy got 7 and this, and now with Trevor running the ball, he gets 7, that it's just hard to take a gap away or take a key on a particular player. And that's been the design, and for the most part, it's worked pretty good, you know, going out through the year, because we're not particularly big and we're not particularly deep, but I've got some quick guys, and I've got some athletic guys, and that's what I've been trying to do, is just put them in the best position that I think, you know, they're going to be successful in.
Your matchup here with Sydney on the road Friday night for the playoffs, your thoughts heading into this one? Obviously, Sydney has been very strong all year, but just some keys for this one for the Bobcats.
I mean, they're a very good team. You watch them on tape. There's a couple things that pop out. They have 2 very good receivers with Finch and Matthews, and they have a quarterback that, to be perfectly honest, I've been watching high school football for 20 years. I can't remember seeing a kid that's that comfortable standing back there and can make almost every throw very accurately with nice touch. I mean, it's just, it pops off the tape. Those are the things that pop off of there. You know, and they have some tough kids on defense. I mean, they play a very nice team game together. Obviously, they're well coached and they're well prepared going into the games. They have certain things that they like to do, and whenever you're game planning for any team, it just, what do they do best and how can you best try to take it away? And I mean, obviously, we need to limit their passing game. If you look at their yardage, they get about 300 yards a game through the air, which is just unprecedented at high school. You just don't see that. They also throw over 50-60% of the time. You don't see that either. Is to try to limit that, keep it in front of us. Our philosophy on defense is bend and don't break. Just try to not give up those big plays, and they have the ability to do that. So that's something that we've worked on this week.
My last question here with BG football head coach Israel Lorimer. Coach, do you see something? I'm not asking you to give away a game plan here, but are there some things you do well that you think, hey, if we can bring this to the table, I think we could be successful against Sydney?
Well, we're athletic, and they're athletic, and I'm not saying we can match exactly what they have or they can, vice versa, back and forth. They're a little bit bigger than we are, but every team has been bigger than us. It's just, you know, trying to match some athletes up, and the way that they like to play, it's not smash mouth. That's just not how they play. It's this passing game, which, again, I can't remember the last time I prepared for a team. I think it was Moravia maybe 4 or 5 years ago that had a passing attack like that when I was working with Tim Mattingly. But it, you just don't run across it very often where they might be in a spread, but they like to run. If you think of Unitigo a few years ago, that was spread to spread you out because they had very good athletes. They weren't necessarily throwing the ball 30, 40 times a game. So it's just something different to prepare for. Going into this season, we haven't, most of the teams we were going against would pass maybe, you know, 5 to 10 times a game. That would be a high number. So it's just a totally different mindset on defense. And obviously we're spending most of our time in practice on defense because that's, we have to limit them scoring for sure.
BG head coach Israel Lorimer, as the Bobcats get ready to take on the Sydney Warriors in the Section 4 Class D football playoffs. Coach, thanks for the time, and good luck on Friday.
Thank you very much, Nate.
This is Nate Lull. We'll be right back with more high school football on CDO.
If you use propane, here's how to use it wisely. Call Morabito. We offer our propane customers some significant benefits. We don't add fees and surcharges to your bill. We provide automatic delivery and payment options to best fit your needs. It's the smarter way to put the power of propane to work for you. Call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. For propane, think Morabito.
Everyone's got a room in their home that needs a little love. Catalog Outlet Stores have the perfect selection in furniture, decor, and mattresses to make that room special again. At three great locations in North Norwich, Unadilla, and Oneonta, our showrooms have name brands you know and trust, like Ashley, Klossner, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and a whole lot more. Our buyers know the great looks to make your room come together, from designer sofas, bedrooms, recliners, dining sets, sectionals, and more. And our sleep specialists take your sleep comfort serious. Brands like Simmons Beautyrest, Gold Bond, Sierra Sleep by Ashley, and others. And you'll find one- and two-sided models. Nobody sells mattresses for less. We'll find the perfect size, style, and comfort so you get a great night's sleep every night. Come in now to all three Catalog Outlet locations. Martin Brook Street, Unadilla, Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and State Highway 12, North Norwich. Open 7 days a week or shop online. CatalogOutletOnline.com for the lowest prices, best selection, and service always with a smile. Catalog Outlet, offering you the best for less since 1989.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lowe and Tim Cutting tonight on WCDO as we get you set for the opening round of the Section 4 Class D football playoffs. It's number 1, Sydney, taking on number 8, Bainbridge-Guilford. And, Tim, this is a fun rivalry. I mean, two teams that are separated by, what, 5-6 miles,
yeah,
didn't
maybe
play each other in the regular season, haven't seen each other in a couple of years. Here we are under the lights in Sydney tonight.
Yeah, and it's a reverse roles for the Warriors because last year they were the 8th seed and they had to go run the gauntlet. So maybe this year is the Bobcats' turn to run the gauntlet and make it all the way to sectionals. So
you know,
we'll see what happens.
I've heard a lot of that this week is that, you know, hey, Sydney did it last year. They were the 8th seed. This year they're the 1 seed. So kind of a big role reversal here for the Warriors.
Yeah, and we talked about it earlier in the season too, Nate. You know, we said how Sydney was the number 1 team in the division and everything, and they were doing well. And then they got that number 1 ranking of state ranking on their backs. And, you know, that's a huge target to have. It is. And I'll tell you what, I think the Warriors are up to it, and I think we're going to be in for a real dandy game tonight.
Well, this week, after, of course, Sydney lost to Newark Valley last week, they dropped from 1 to 4 in the overall state rankings in Class D. Tim, your thoughts on this, and we'll hear from Sydney head coach Jeff Matthews at halftime. Sydney had really rolled through this year. They'd had a couple of close games locally, but then they went out and took on the number 1 team in the state in Class C, Newark Valley. Tie ball game at the half. Second half, Newark Valley pulls away for a big 49-28 victory. Where do you think the mindset is right now for Sydney?
Well, I think Sydney's motivated. I mean, a bunch of us talked about this at the coffee shop the other day, and it was, you know, we have to know that we can be beat. So that's a good thing. You know, that's not a bad thing, because if you get to that point where you're winning all your games and everything and it seems like it's getting really easy, you can become complacent. And I don't think the Warriors are going to be that. I think they're going to come out tonight, and I think they're going to put it all out on the field.
I asked Coach Matthews this. We'll hear about it again at halftime. But I said, you know, some coaches have different philosophies. Would you rather take that loss, learn from it now, go up against a tough team like that, have that experience, or would you rather be undefeated? It'd be interesting to hear his answer at halftime. And, you know, at that point in the game, we'll kind of know how things are going here for Sydney, and it should be really interesting to see how they bounce back from last week.
Yeah, definitely. And, I mean, the one thing I find it hard to believe that they dropped three spots in the state ranking, because they got beat by a defending state champion, state-ranked number one team in Class C. You know, you go up a class, and that's just, it's totally a different thing. They have more kids, and they have more athletes because of the more of the kids they have. You know, I mean, it's just like they have so much more to pick from.
What an experience, though, playing defending Class C state champ. You know, that's a great experience. So, you know, BG comes into this game off a tough loss as well last week to Deposit Hancock, 29-3. So, BG, you got to wonder where their heads are at. They had just come off an emotional week the win before, beating Walton for the first time in a long time in program history. You know, and BG hasn't been in the playoffs, and we heard Coach Lorimer say it, in 5 years. So none of these guys on this team have this experience. It's going to be interesting to see how they react tonight.
You talk about that win, and those kids that are out on that field for the Bobcats tonight, none of them were alive when that last time the BG Bobcats beat
Walton. Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, they weren't even alive. So, I mean, that's amazing, and I was really glad to see them get him the Gatorade shower there.
Oh,
that was
pretty
cool.
Coach Warmer got a full bath that night from the Gatorade cooler. So, it was an exciting win for them. Tough loss on the road to Deposit Hancock. So, the two losses coming in tonight for BG are against Unitigo and Deposit Hancock. In those two games, they only managed to score 3 points. That's tough, but we're going to see how they do tonight here against the Warriors.
Yeah, and the other thing we got to remember, and we've talked about it a lot all year long, Trevor Hallquist is the quarterback, the field general, and everything like that, but he's also the field goal kicker and the place kicker. And I'm telling you right now, this kid has got an unbelievable leg. He's made 40-yarders, maybe even a little further. I heard the other day, maybe possibly it was a 45 or 46-yarder. I'm not really sure what it was. But to have that ability in Class D football in this area, absolutely phenomenal. And it's also a great, great thing to have in your bag to say, okay, we only got to get to the 25-yard line. We're in Trevor's range. You know, that's huge. You don't have to worry about going for it on fourth down.
Should be great to see what tricks BG pulls out of the bag tonight as well against the Sydney Warriors. We're going to pause for the national anthem. We'll be right back, get you started with Sydney and BG here tonight on CDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street, Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lowell, Tim Cutting with you on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. At Sydney Federal Credit Union, it's all about you. And both teams are out for the coin toss right now, and we will see who gets the opening kickoff here, Tim, as I could really set the tone for this game tonight.
Yeah, definitely can. And I'm like I said before, we've seen the Bobcats before, and we know that Trevor can kick it all the way through the goal line. So if, you know, the Warriors are end up having to take the ball for 80 yards.
Sydney will receive, and they will go right to left on your radio dial to start things off here tonight. So we'll get you set for the opening kickoff. Again, thanks for joining us on the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show as it's the Section 4 Class D football playoffs. Friday night lights here at Alumni Field at Sydney High School. Sydney will receive. They are in the gray tops tonight with the white pants, also the maroon helmet, and it has the maroon and white trim on the top of the uniform, too. BG is in the navy blue pants, the white tops, the navy blue lettering on the jersey as well, and the navy blue helmet with the white BG symbol on the side. So they will kick off, and Trevor Hallequist will set up shop here, and the mighty and explosive Sydney offense will receive here first. So I think, you know, it'll be interesting if Trevor just puts it through the end zone here and, you know, makes Sydney start off at the 20-yard line.
Yeah, and take the, you know, make them use the whole field. I mean, we know and we've seen it. They don't need a lot of time to go 80 yards. That's
no.
The thing. It's like they can strike yards in a bunch and real quickly, and it's going to be fun to watch to see what the Bobcats have in store for them tonight.
And will Sydney, you know, try something big, right, to start off here tonight? And from what I've been told, we might see Trevor Hallequist on defense tonight as well, something he has not done much of this year, playing the quarterback position for Bainbridge Guildford. So here we go. Hallequist will kick off. Sydney will receive, and this one is a big kick into the night sky. It's going to take a bounce at the 10-yard line and out of bounds, and a flag there, and we'll get things started here between Sydney and BG, so no chance for a return.
Yeah, no, he wasn't going to let anybody get that one. He just basically kicked it right out of bounds. They said, let's give them the ball on the 35 and see what they can do with it.
Tim, glad to have you back. I did Norwich and Windsor solo last Friday night, and I had a good time. It was a lot of fun, but always great to have you along.
Well, I appreciate it, Nate. Thank you.
And Jim Tamayo back in our Main Street Sydney studios is our in-game producer, so we appreciate Jim spending his Friday night with us. He's just a big a fan as we are. He's always talking about the matchups and seeds and everything, so it should be a fun one here tonight between the Warriors and the Bobcats. So here we go. First play from scrimmage. And with that flag, Sydney's going to start at their own 25, going right to left on your radio dial. Darren Smith, the junior quarterback, looks over to offensive coordinator Aaron Zern, checks his play. Now he's moving some guys around. His two wide receivers are split to the right, one to the left. Here's our first play of the game. Smith's going to look high and throws up for Liam Matthews, complete at the 40. Matthews is going to take it to the house on the first play of the game. Oh, my goodness, a 75-yard touchdown, Smith to Liam Matthews.
And I'm telling you right now, all I'm going to say is that was nothing but absolute outright speed of Liam Matthews just running by the defender. He didn't do any fancy move or anything, didn't cut, didn't do anything, just ran by him. Good job.
And the guy in the secondary for BG was Alan Terzo, a guy we know has some speed. He was in coverage, but Matthews just got that step on him, and boom, he was gone.
Yeah, there's a little thing they say, if he's even, you're leaving. And that's exactly what happened. He got even with him, and he was right by him at the same time.
So just 11 seconds into the game, and Sydney has taken a 6-0 lead. They're going to set up for the two-point conversion, and they will do the swinging gate play, it looks like. A little different look here is Smith is in the center. He's got three guys to the left, two to the right, just a complete scramble. Throws over to Ethan Finch, who walks it into the end zone. Two-point conversion is good. And just like that, folks, a 75-yard touchdown pass from Darren Smith to Liam Matthews. Sydney converts for a touchdown on the first play of the game. Two-point conversion is good. 8-0 Sydney over BG. We'll be right back on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Nate Lowell, Tim Cutting with you on WCDO. You heard that right, folks. Sydney just 11 seconds into the game with an 8-0 lead. First play of the game, Darren Smith hooks up with Liam Matthews for a 75-yard touchdown, and now BG will receive. See how they can recover.
Yeah, that definitely is a great way for the Warriors to start, but this team from the Bobcats, they're definitely very perseverant. They'll do what they can to get back in the game.
Just a perfectly placed pass from Darren Smith to Liam Matthews, and he was gone as soon as he caught it. So here's the opening kick, and Sydney's going to try to let this one roll, but it's not going to go the 10 yards. Maybe rolls 5 or 6, and will be picked up there. So a good try, just didn't get the spin on that one.
Yeah, Sydney's trying to put the hammer down right away there. They're trying to get the ball back so that they could put that high-powered offense back on the field, and the ball didn't go 10 yards, so it's 1st and 10 for the Bobcats at the Sydney 48.
So BG is going to have excellent field positions. They go left to right on your radio dial, and the white tops, the navy blue pants, and the navy blue helmets. Again, as Tim just said, Sydney tried a little squib onside kick. It didn't go the 10 yards, and no chance of a return, so BG is going to pick it up right at midfield. And here is Hallequist with one wide receiver, two wide receivers to each side. Ben Bavar in the backfield. They'll hand off to Bavar. He hits the hole. Good for about a yard here on 1st and 10. And we'll see if BG can settle in on offense.
Bavar with a little quick hitter right off the left-hand left tackle gap. excuse me, the left guard and tackle gap, and picked up that 1 yard.
So we're 30 seconds into the game. BG with the ball, but they already trail 8-0 as Sydney scores on their first play from scrimmage. Here is Hallequist on a 2nd and 10. So they said that Bavar didn't pick up anything there. Alan Turzo on a little reverse here, tries to run to the outside, maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage again. Sydney not fooled.
Yeah, they definitely stayed home on that play. They were a little misdirection going to the left side, and then they came back to the right with Turzo, and Warriors were not fooled. They were right there, and about 4 or 5 guys brought him down to the ground.
I have also heard that Deposit Hancock scored early against Green, early in that first quarter. So we'll keep you updated on those other games tonight. Deposit Hancock taking on Green, and Unitigo hosting Harpersville Afton as well. 3rd and 10 here for BG, 10:45 to go first quarter. It's Sydney leading 8-0. Here is Hallequist. He's going to bust out to the left side now, throws back across the middle, complete, going to be very close to a 1st down here for Garrett Ives, across the 40 to the 39.
Nice little drag across the middle behind the backers and short of the defensive backs by Ives, and a well-placed ball by Trevor Hallquist, but they're going to be short with about 4 and 2 bringing up on this next down.
Boy, going to be very, very close here. They're officially marking it as a 4th and 1. They're at the Sydney 40-yard line with 10:15 to go in the first quarter. And we'll see if BG rolls the dice here, Tim. I mean, they do have good field position already in Sydney territory.
Yeah, they definitely look like they're going to go under center and try to run a play here.
I mean, if you're BG, I think you just got to try to go for it. So here is Hallequist again. He's in the shotgun. Man is in motion. Hallequist is going to try a little pitch to the outside. It's deflected. Is it a fumble? It looks like it is. It's scooped up here by the Warriors. Ethan Finch trying to run to the house. Hallequist is going to drag him down at the 10-yard line. Nice job to get back on that, but Sydney is going to have a 1st and pretty much goal here with 9:45 to go in the first quarter.
BG was running a little option to the right-hand side, and the back got a little close to Trevor, and when he pitched the ball, he didn't have a chance to catch it, and he dropped it and made it a fumble, and then Ethan picked it up and took it down the field, and Warriors have inside the 10.
I was going to say, I thought maybe they would rule it incomplete pass the way he floated it out there, but there was no signal, and it was off and running for Ethan Finch. Hallequist with a great play to just drag him down, did everything he could to bring him in. So here is Sydney, technically a 1st and 9 as they go right to left. Smith looks to his right, throws, and almost intercepted by Garrett Ives. Pass was a little low. Ives was in good position but couldn't quite get to it, and he was looking for Finch on that right side.
Yeah, Finch was coming across the on a slant, real quick slant pattern, and Ives undercut it and almost had the interception like Nate said.
9:43 to go first quarter. Sydney leading 8-0 over Bainbridge Guilford. Sydney with the ball back after a BG fumble. They hand it off and look to run it up the middle, and they'll get it down to about the 2-yard line with David Gannon. And so a 3rd and goal coming up.
David Gannon takes the ball right off the right tackle and a nice little run and got down to the 2-yard line where the Warriors will have 3rd and goal.
Clock continues to move. 9:25 to go first quarter. 8-0 lead for Sydney over BG. 3rd and 1 here for the Warriors. Darren Smith is in the shotgun. Lucas Tanner is in motion. They'll hand it off in the backfield again for Gannon, but he's brought down by Tommy Palmateer and Ben Bavar Fourth down coming up here for Sidney.
Yeah, Tommy Palmateer and Bavar were not fooled on that play at all. They actually lost the yard on that play, so it'll bring up fourth and goal to go from the three.
Boy, this would be big if BG could get a stop here and get the ball back after that fumble with Sidney already an 8-0 lead, but now they're spreading it out. Two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Here is Smith. He wants to look left, throws across. It's batted down by Ben Bavar, and BG is going to hold here after Sidney pretty much had a first and goal from the 9.
Yeah, that's a good defensive stance right there by the Bobcats, and I'll tell you what, that's a good momentum builder. See what they can do with their second possession of offense.
I tell you what, though, Tim, now, if you're BG, you got to try to pick up some yards and get out of this dangerous territory.
Absolutely. They're definitely in safety area there.
As BG will take over after Sidney goes 4 and out after a 1st and 9. 8:43 to go, first quarter. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Sidney scored on the first play of the game, and they have an 8-0 lead over BG. Bobcats get it back. Hallequist tries to get out of the end zone. He does. Dances to the outside. Gets out to about the 5-yard line and is brought down there by Ethan Finch.
Yeah, nice little play on first down. Just give himself a little breathing room, and Trevor took it off for the right end and got it about 2-3 yards on the play, and bring up 2nd down and 7.
So now BG working that clock a little bit with 8:20 to go here in the first quarter. They trail 8-0. It's going to be a 2nd down and about 5 yards to go, I would say, here for BG, as Hallequist is pretty much standing on his own goal line going left to right. Hallequist looks to throw. Now he'll hand off and tries to run it up the gut and to the outside. Going to pick up about 2 or 3 yards here coming off the bottom of the pile is Garrett Ives for BG.
Garrett Ives with a little draw on action on that. Hallequist made a little fake to the left side and or to the right side, excuse me, and gave the ball to Ives, and he took it up close to about 3 and 4 distance here.
3rd and 4 coming up here for BG, and you know, this is crucial right here. These are the downs that BG has to get a first down and keep that clock moving and keep the chains moving as well.
Absolutely. They can keep that offense off the field. They'll be really doing a good job.
3rd and 4 coming up here for the Bobcats. 7:25 to go, first quarter. 8-0 lead for Sidney over Bainbridge Guilford. We'll have a whistle. It's going to be a timeout taken here by the BG Bobcats. Head coach Israel Lormer wants to talk it over. We'll step away for 30 seconds with 7:20 to go in the first quarter. It's Section 4 Class D football tonight. Sidney, the top seed, leading BG 8-0 on CDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Just a score update from that Unitego-Harpersville-Afton game. The Hornets have jumped out to a 7-0 lead in that one. And so now a 3rd and 4, and after the timeout taken by BG, going to be a false start, looks like.
Going to move them back.
Yeah.
Going to be 3rd and 9.
Frustrating, too, when you take the timeout. You
and
know,
then you
and,
do that. Yeah,
and then you take the penalty, and I'm sure that drives a lot of local coaches crazy. So we do know that in the early going, Deposit Hancock is ahead 6-0 over Green, and now Harpersville-Afton with a 7-0 lead over Unitego on the road there tonight. So good score update so far early, and Sidney with an 8-0 lead here over BG. BG with the ball on a 3rd and 5. They are stuck deep in their own end, trying to get out, going left to right. Here's Hallequist with the ball. Wants to throw. He's in his own end zone. Passes complete to Garrett Ives. He's going to work his way out across the 10 to about the 12-yard line. But, Tim, I think he's still a little short here.
Yep, just a little bit short. The pass was a nice throw and a nice catch and a good run after the catch. But the Warriors kept him short of the yard to make. So it'll be 4th down and 3 to go for the Bobcats inside their own territory. And it looks like Trevor Hallequist is back to punt.
And so just being pinned so deep in their own end, BG is going to have to punt this one away. Snap is high. Hallequist fields it, gets a boot on it, bounces it about the 45, takes a small BG hop to the 47, and they will down it there. And so Sidney will get their 3rd try of the night on offense as BG stalls once again deep in their own end as they can't get anything going.
Yeah, nice little punt. Put the field a little bit there, and the Warriors will start their second possession of the game on the, or the third possession of the game, excuse me, the third possession of the game inside the Bobcat territory.
And so at midfield, the gray tops, the white pants, and the maroon helmets of the Sydney Warriors will take over here once again. Liam Matthews is split out to the left side. Two wide receivers, including Ethan Finch, to the right. They'll hand off instead to David Gannon. Hits the middle of the hole hard and picks up about 7 yards to about the 39-yard line going right to left.
Gannon with a nice run on first down. Picks up really good yardage and brings up second down and manageable yards for the first down.
And so here is Sydney going to be a second and three with 6:45 to go in this first quarter. And Sydney leading 8-0. Another handoff to Gannon. Gets to the outside. Tries to cut back. I believe he got the first down across the 35 to the 34 before Palmateer wrapped him up.
And a little misdirection by the Warriors. Fake right, run left, and Gannon with the first down carry.
And so Sydney trying to move the chains. They scored on the first play of the game. Then they picked up a fumble. Had a first and goal from the 10 and couldn't score. So we'll see what the BG defense can do now. And so here is Smith. Wants to throw on a first and 10 complete to Ethan Finch. Stops as he gets across the 30 down to the 25 before he's shoved out of bounds. No, I don't think he got out, so the clock will continue to run.
Yeah, and I think he got first down, too. First down yardage on that play, so it'll bring up first and 10 again. And the ball is going to be spotted on about the 25-yard line.
So 6:20 to go, first quarter. That does stop the clock as they move the chains. He got just enough for a first down. And here is Darren Smith, flag on the play. We'll see what it is. Smith throws to the outside, complete to Lucas Tanner, down the sideline to the 20 to the 15 before he's roped out of bounds by Ben Bavard. But we'll see what that flag's for.
Got to say, they let the play go. It's either going to be a legal procedure or some type of legal shift against the Warriors.
Flag on the play.
Speaking of Lucas Tanner, inside source told me today is his birthday.
Oh,
so,
really?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, LT.
Yeah, happy birthday to number 9, LT, out there. And, boy, what a fun way for him to celebrate here tonight with a playoff football game. Pretty fun. So LT's birthday here as he gets his first reception of the game. And he's one of those guys that doesn't get the ball a lot. Yep. Kind of an unsung hero. But when he does, he usually makes something happen.
He's the one that's usually clearing the path for the running backs and everybody out there. But you know what? Give the guy the rock every now and then, and he can handle it.
So an illegal shift is the call there. So with 6:06 to go in the first quarter, and Sydney with an 8-0 lead, a first and 10 opportunity will get backed up a little bit here for the Warriors after that penalty. And you wonder when they look for Liam Matthews again. I notice they have changed a little scheme over here on the far side against him. As you got to think he's going to see double coverage.
Oh, yeah,
tonight.
Definitely, especially after that first play. I mean, you know, I was actually really shocked to not see him over there already. But like you said, he's going to draw double coverage most of the game, you have to imagine.
We've just heard so many times from Darren Smith, the quarterback, that he just loves throwing to Liam because he runs such crisp and clean routes, and they just have
so
that connection.
Smooth. I mean, it's absolutely smooth, and the kid's only a sophomore. I mean, it's unbelievable to watch this kid run routes.
And just think, you know, a year ago he was on the sidelines during the great Sydney run, and, you know, he grew so much from freshman to sophomore year. He just fits in, and he's a completely different player out there. And a first and 15 after that penalty. Looks like they're going to go to him again. Smith lofts one up in the air. No, he's got Brandon Evans. Hauls it in for a Sydney touchdown. About a 30-yarder. Evans just holds onto it with his fingertips, and the Warriors get their second TD of the night.
What a nice little play that was right there, folks. He went to the left-hand side. He had a guy cut off of him, and Evans went right off of his hip, right up the sideline, and a well-placed ball by Darren Smith. 6 points.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center for wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service? Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
For over 20 years, Lang Trucking has provided residential and commercial garbage service to Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. We're proud of our family-run business. We take care of special needs of the individual and offer house calls to seniors or assistance after surgery or rehab stay. If you're moving or house cleaning, our one-time pickup could be the perfect solution for you. So if locally owned and operated is important to you, give us a call at Lang Trucking at 895-6365. Owned and operated by us. The Langs. Lang Trucking of Guilford proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Hey, welcome back, folks. Sorry about that as we missed the two-point conversion. It was good, 16-0. Sydney on top of Bainbridge Guilford with 5:57 to go in the first quarter. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here, and Sydney again goes to the air and finds Brandon Evans for a TD.
Yeah, nice little decoy of Liam Matthews that time, and Evans went right off his hip up the sideline, and perfect pass again by Mr. Smith.
And so Sydney will send a little hard squib kick along the ground. It's going to be picked up here by Garrett Ives at his own 20 for BG, going left to right. Cuts out to the 25, and he's brought down there by Reggie Jimenez, who came flying in, wrapped him up by the ankles, and ripped him down. So really, Sydney with a 16-0 lead.
Really nice open field tackle there by Reggie Jimenez. I mean, there was nobody near Mr. Ives, and Reggie brought him to the ground on his own.
And so our out-of-town scoreboard, again, still has Deposit Hancock ahead by a 6-0 score over Green. Harpersville Afton 7-0 over Unitego, and you had the Norwich and Windsor update.
Yeah, Norwich has turned the ball over three times so far, and they are down 10-0 over in Windsor.
We just did that. No, that game's in Norwich tonight.
Yeah, in Norwich, against Windsor, excuse me.
They were in Windsor last week. Yep. We did that game because no one else played on Friday night, and Norwich really kind of controlled that game and owned it. So big-time start there for the Windsor Black Knights. 5:49 to go first quarter, and this is going to be a penalty flag coming up against BG. It's going to back them up 5 yards, a first and 15. Bobcats having trouble settling in.
Yeah, they're definitely a little jittery here so far, and hopefully they can get it together here in this possession.
First and 15, as we said, here is BG on their own 20-yard line. Hallequist wants to go to the air. He's flushed out of the pocket, runs to the outside. He's got some room to work with. Hallequist down the sideline to the 30, to the 35, stays in, and I believe got a first down, tiptoeing along that sideline. Great athletic play by Trevor Hallequist.
Yeah, real nice play on first down by Trevor. Basically just rolled out to his left-hand side, and there was nobody to throw the ball to, so he tucked it and ran and picked up good yardage on first down.
You know, Sydney, you got to be impressed with their pass rush tonight. Excuse me. They've really been able to get after Hallequist pretty quickly.
Yeah, they're getting in there really quick, is right, Nate. And I'll tell you what, that's one thing that Trevor will do is he's very elusive, so that'll help.
So here's a first and 10, it looks like. They'll throw it to the outside, and now a big-time play there by Ethan Finch into the backfield, bringing down Garrett Ives. And actually, they're going to say it's third down now, so maybe Hallequist stepped out of bounds and didn't get the first down over on the far side.
Yeah, I think the one referee said he did step out, and now they're back to third and 10.
So a loss of about six on that play is going to back BG up, and the woes continue here as the ball now on the 24-yard line, third and 11 after Garrett Ives got brought down in the backfield. So Hallequist, with that nice run, must have just stepped out of bounds before he picked up those extra yards that we thought was good for a first down. And here is Hallequist again, looking to throw across the middle of the field, and it's intercepted here by Reggie Jimenez at the 30 before he's brought down by Alan Turzo at the 25. Big-time interception there by Reggie Jimenez, and the defense is humming tonight for Sydney.
Yeah, Sydney's defense is on point right now, and I'll tell you what, they're doing everything they can to keep the Bobcats on this side of the field. The Bobcats haven't made it across half midfield yet.
And so Sydney, again, with excellent field position here late in the first quarter with 4:45 to go in this first frame, and already a 16-0 lead. Warriors could add to it here as Darren Smith steps back on the field. Smith in the shotgun. LT is in motion. Smith drops back. He's at the 31. He's got some pressure coming his way, and he's sacked here by the BG defense. And the pocket just collapsed around him. Tommy Palmateer was there for Bainbridge Guilford. A couple of other guys breaking off the line, including Adam Ives, to bring him down.
Yeah, nice little play by the Bobcats, and tackle for a loss against the Warriors now, so it'll bring up second down in about 18. Green Trojans have jumped on the board to retake the lead over Deposit Hancock 7-6. That should be a great game in that 4-5 matchup.
Should be a really good game.
That game down in Hancock tonight, as DH is the 4 seed, so they are hosting 5 seed Green tonight. So here is a 2nd and 15. Smith stands at his own 35. Warriors in the gray with the white and maroon tonight. Smith steps up in the pocket, throws it across the middle. He's got a receiver in for a second of the game, a 35-yard bomb.
Brandon Evans is running some nice patterns tonight, and Mr. Smith is watching him all the way, and he hit him right on the numbers, and 6 points for the Warriors.
Smith, his third touchdown pass of the game with 3:53 to go in the first quarter.
That's a good start to the game, that's for sure.
And so Sydney has a 22-0 lead with 3:53 to go here in the first quarter, and they'll go for two. And they are trying to put up as many points as they can early in this game to build that cushion. Smith in a swinging gait here on this two-point conversion wants to hand it off. Reggie Jimenez has got a hole, and he's in. Two-point conversion is good. We'll take a break. Sydney makes it 24-0. Two touchdowns so far tonight for Brandon Evans, one for Liam Matthews, all from the arm of Darren Smith. 3:53 to go, first quarter. Sydney leads BG 24-0 on CDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you tonight on CDO. 3:53 to go in the first quarter. It is Sydney 24, Bainbridge Guilford nothing. And the Bobcats just have to find a way to kind of forget about the scoreboard right now and just play football.
Yeah, they really need to get something going here on this next possession, and hopefully they can get a little momentum going, and definitely would be great if they could put some points on the board.
We talked about in the pregame how Sydney could bounce back from their first loss last week against the top team in Class C in the state. Well, so far, it looks like they are fired up and ready to go, and we'll have a whistle, and it looks like it's going to be a penalty against Sydney.
Yep, Sydney was offsides.
So Sydney was offsides on that kick. We'll see where that places things. Again, 3:53 to go, first quarter, 24-0 lead. The Sydney Warriors on top of the BG Bobcats here on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. And will they re-kick this one here, Tim?
I think they're going to be doing that. And, Nate, I just want to ask you, I just know you do this every now and then. We do the shout-outs to people and stuff like that. And
oh,
I
yeah.
A couple special little guys here this weekend. So I want to say hi to Cooper and Chase Barnhart tonight.
Excellent. Thanks for listening in, guys. Always glad to have some
From
young
Asheville,
fans out there.
North Carolina.
Wow. All right.
They love Nate.
Hey, that's great. Perfect. So, well, we're glad to have them along. Do they listen in North Carolina most of the time?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Here's the kick, and BG will field this one at the 40-yard line up to the 45. Good little return here from the Bobcats, as that was John Castle who scooped it up for 5 or 6 yards.
Yeah, nice little play by Castle. He got a short, hopped it, and picked it up and picked up about 8 yards, and then was tackled just shy of midfield.
Well, we'll give another little shout-out here. We know Carrie Lee Pierce is listening. She's been texting me a few times here. Of course, her dad, Donnie Pierce, down on the sideline helping out tonight. So Carrie Lee, even though she's off of college, getting ready for her first season of college basketball at Marywood University in PA, is listening in here tonight to check on the Warriors. So here is BG with the ball. On a 1st and 10, Hallequist, he's at his own 40, up to the 45, steps up across the Sydney S to the 50 before he's brought down. But he had to go so far back just to pick that up. Only picks up about 2 yards. So.
I got to give props to the offensive line of the Bobcats on that, because there was absolutely no pressure on Hallequist. He just sat back there, look. But then I also got to say, good shout-out to the defensive backs of the Warriors, because there was nobody open.
Yeah. You know, Hallequist has had some time, and he just really hasn't had anywhere to go with it when he's had a chance to throw. 2nd and 7 coming up for Hallequist. Going to hand one off to Ben Bavar. Slips a little bit, but
Good pickup of about three or four here into Sydney territory to the 48.
Yep, they cross midfield, like Nate said, it's the Warrior 48, and brings up about third down and five.
So this, again, a manageable third down, but this is where BG has struggled so far tonight. They've got to third and fourth and short, haven't converted, had a turnover. It's been a tough night for them so far that way. Is Sydney, again, with 2:40 to go in the first quarter, has a 24-0 lead over Bainbridge-Guilford. BG trying to convert here on a third down.
I'd really like to see them just get down to about the 30 or the 25 where they can just put Trevor on and see if he can get the field goal.
Hallequist.
Get him some points.
Hallequist gets the snap, but we are going to have a penalty against Sydney, so this will certainly help the Bobcats move it forward. And so it looked like maybe somebody jumped.
Offsides against the Warriors. That'll give them another 5 yards on the play, and it'll bring up third down at about three.
So with 2:23 to go in the first quarter, again, if you're just joining us, folks, Sydney scored on the first play of the game. They've taken advantage of some turnovers, and it's 24-0. Brandon Evans with two touchdowns, Liam Matthews with another, all from the arm of Darren Smith. And so at the 45-yard line here, this will be a third and two for BG. Let's see what they can muster up here with Hallequist again in the shotgun. Waiting for the snap, man in motion is Alan Terzo from left to right. They'll hand it off to him. No, they're going to try to do a little counter up the gut. And nowhere to go for the ball carrier there. Let's see who comes off the bottom of the pile for BG. Looked like it was Garrett Ives, and it's going to be fourth down coming up.
Yeah, they just ran that little counter, like Nate said, and he ran into a wall of Warriors right there, and no gain on the play.
And so Sydney has done a really good job of sniffing out those little counters for sure. So a minute 40 to go, first quarter. Sydney 24, BG nothing. Hallequist on fourth and three. Steps back, wants to throw, again flushed out of the pocket, looking for options, trying to direct some traffic, throws complete to Terzo at the 30, and he's shoved out of bounds. Good throw there by Hallequist on the run. He's trying to do everything he can to get these guys back in the game.
Yeah, what a nice play that was right there. I mean, he held the ball till he was at the sideline, and then he just absolutely put the ball only where his receiver could catch it, and good for first down yardage.
You know, here's a guy that hasn't played since at least the modified level, maybe Pee-wee's. You know, he's playing in, what, his seventh varsity game, I would say, here. And just to get a throw like that on the run, that's impressive. First and 10 here with a minute 25 for BG. They trail 24-0. Hallequist throws across the middle. He's got it complete to Terzo, and then it's incomplete. Bounced off his chest plate there and back down to the turf. Couldn't hold on.
Yeah, and I think that had a lot to do with the stick that he received when he caught the ball, because there was a nice hit right there. I'm not sure which Warrior put it on, but it was well-timed as the ball got there. Hit him right in the chest. Boom. Dropped the ball.
Good throw into coverage. A nice catch. But again, as Tim said, about two or three Warriors were right there to lay the lick on. So this will be a second and 10 here for BG. They are in Sydney territory, going left to right. The ball is at the 30. Can the Bobcats come away with some points here late in the first quarter? We'll see. Hallequist with receivers split out to the left side. Bavar is behind him. Wants to throw complete over to Garrett Ives across the 30, pulling his way to about the 27-yard line on first down.
Yeah, a little quick pass out to the left-hand side, and Ives got about 3 yards on the play. We'll bring up second down and seven.
Actually, that was second down.
Oh, excuse
me,
third down. Third down and seven.
Third and seven coming up.
I was looking at the box.
For BG. No, I made a mistake too there. So it's at about the 28-yard line. That's where BG will have it here. They're deep in Sydney territory with under a minute to go in the first quarter. They trail 24-0. And here on this third and eight, Hallequist again shoved out of the box. He's going to put it down and run. He's at the 20. And Hallequist tripped up at about the 18 before he's knocked out of bounds. Going to be very close to a first down, Tim.
Yeah, nice little play right there, and actually had nobody open, so he tucked the ball and did what he had to do and used his athletic ability and got the first down for the Bobcats.
So Hallequist picks it up, and the clock stops with 40 seconds to go in this first quarter. And BG putting together a nice little drive here, just scrapping and clawing, trying to get it down the field. So they are inside the 20-yard line for the first time tonight. And Hallequist on a first and 10, again in the shotgun. Hands off to Bavar. He's going to work his way up the middle. Bavar gets stood up here by the Sydney defense. They drive him backwards, and leading the charge there was Cameron Chabot.
Cameron Chabot just absolutely manhandled Bavar on that play right there. Just absolutely just stood him right up, like Nate said, and drove him backwards.
So they might get one more play here at the end of the first quarter. We'll see if they have just enough time or not with 15 seconds to go. Play clock's at 20, so I think BG's just going to let this one ride down. Well, they are going to get one more playoff here. With 5 seconds to go, they're at least going to line up for it. Down to three, down to two. Will they get it off in time? Yes, they will. So here is Hallequist. He's going to toss one up into the night sky, left side of the end zone, and it's too far for Cody Ferreira. He was the intended receiver. So that's the end of the first quarter. Third down for BG when we come back. It is Sydney 24, BG nothing. Second quarter coming up live here in Sydney on WCDO.
Are you fed up with overpriced insurance? Then it's time to visit the Rinker Insurance Agency of Hampton. At Rinker Insurance, our insurance specialists can review your current policy to see that you have adequate coverage for the most reasonable price. We handle all forms of insurance from auto, motorcycle, and snowmobile insurance to homeowners, life, and business. So if you're fed up with overpriced insurance, stop by the Rinker Agency at 191 Main Street in Hampton or call 639-1930. That's 639-1930. The Rinker Agency proudly supports high school athletics on WCDO. If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open Fridays 24 hours and Saturday until 1 a.m.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. To start the second quarter, it is Sydney 24, BG nothing. Here's a score update for you. Harper's the last and up 13-0 on Unitigo as they get ready for the start of the second quarter there. So the Spartans having some trouble here tonight against the visiting Hornets. Never know in the playoffs.
Right, you don't, that's for sure.
Second and nine. No, actually, I think it's going to be third and nine for Bainbridge-Guilford. Yes, third and nine. They flip end of the fields of the field here, so BG is going right to left now on your radio dial here on this third and nine. Hallequist, again, rushed out of the pocket. Falling backwards, is going to have to try to throw. Incomplete, fourth down coming up for BG.
Yep, fourth down, and we'll see if Coach Lorimer puts that field goal team out on the field or if he's going to try to go for it fourth and 10.
So the ball is at about the 18-yard line here, so we'll see what they decide to do as head coach Israel Lorimer has to make some decisions here on fourth and nine. 11:52 to go in the second quarter. Sydney leads 24-0. Do you maybe try for some points here with the field goal? Or
being down three scores, I don't know if they're going to do that. And, you know, I mean, yes, it'd be good for your team to get some points on the board and maybe get a little momentum built up, but looks like the Bobcats are going for it.
Fourth and nine, got to go for it. Down 24-0 here in the first half. Hallequist drops back. He's at the 30, he's at the 25. He's going to have to step up in the pocket, has nowhere to go, and he's ripped out of bounds. Turnover on downs. Hallequist danced as much as he could, but really had nowhere to throw the ball. Good coverage by Sydney.
Yeah, definitely. That Sydney defensive backfield is doing a fantastic job tonight of blanketing those Bobcat receivers.
So 11:41 to go here in the second quarter. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on WCDO. Also WCDOsports.com. Always glad to have you along on our web stream, which is courtesy of SFCU. And so a first and 10 for Sydney. They now go left to right on your radio dial. Two wide receivers slid out to the right. Liam Matthews is to the left. Low handoff, and now they'll give one to Reggie Jimenez. And he tries to go right up the middle there. Actually, no, David Gannon was the ball carrier. And BG brings him down, as that was Adam Ives on the tackle.
Adam Ives was a nice tackle, but not before Gannon could pick up two or three. So it'll bring up second down and a long seven.
So 11:20 to go. Second quarter, Sydney taking their time here on offense again as they go left to right with the ball on the 22-yard line and a second and eight coming up here for the Warriors. Snap is low. Smith picks it out of the dirt, tries to step up in the pocket. BG is right there to bring him down, though, for the second time tonight. Tommy Palmateer was right in there to rope him down by the ankles.
Yeah, the Bobcats, that's the second sack tonight. Len tackle for a loss on quarterback Aaron Smith, so it'll bring up third down in about eight or nine.
And so that pocket collapsed pretty quick. And, you know, Darren just really had nowhere to go. So this will be a third down and about eight to go. Let's see what the Warriors do. Will they dial up another pass? Yes, they will. Looks to throw out into the flat on the far side, complete to Matthews. He's good across the 40-yard line to the 50. Matthews turns on the afterburners. He might be going to the house. Hallequist gets lost, can't tackle him, to the 10, and Liam Matthews is in for his second touchdown of the night. Ran that one about 80 yards. Unbelievable. And escaped a couple of big-time tackles along the way.
Yeah, what a great play right there. And again, like we said before, folks, this kid is a sophomore. He is going to be so good by the time he gets to be a senior. Just quick little pass to him out about 8 yards out, and then he just used the turned on the jets and ran all the way.
You know, the coverage was there.
Yeah.
And he just escaped up the sideline, yeah, turned on the jets. Hallequist tried to get back after him. He has some good speed. He danced around him and then ran it in the rest of the way. Unbelievable. Hallequist just kind of got lost in the fray and couldn't catch up in time. So it is now a 30-0 lead for Sydney with 10 minutes to go in the second quarter. Smith setting up options here on the two-point conversion. Waiting for the snap. Smith drops back, looks to his right, throws across the middle, complete to Liam Matthews. And it is 32-0. Sydney on top of BG with, again, 10 minutes to go in the second quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds. Be right back on CDO.
Got some fall home improvement plans in mind? Area do-it-yourselfers have relied on Jessup House Building Supplies for everything to build anything. House has hand and power tools for every job by names like Stanley, Makita, and Bostich. Plus, you'll find shingles, plumbing and electrical supplies, corrugated pipe, sheetrock, Sicken's deck treatment, paints, and a large supply of lumber. Doors and windows, too. Delivery is available and advice is free. Jessup House Building Supplies is open weekdays 6:30 to 5 and Saturdays until 1. Downtown Sydney Center. And Jessup House has a big selection of stovepipe and insulated chimney systems for the winter heating season.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. A 32-0 lead after that two-point conversion. And Liam Matthews with two touchdowns tonight. Brandon Evans with two and four TD tosses for Mr. Darren Smith. Unbelievable.
Yeah, what a great start of the first half. I mean, we're not even, we have 10 minutes left to go in the first half.
It just shows how confident this Sydney team is. You know, whatever it was that clicked last year for them in the playoffs, it carried over into this year. I mean, I know they did a lot of work at camps and 7-on-7, but this is a team that does truly believe in themselves.
Yes,
and you can
do.
See it on the field and the way they act and their body language. They really do believe. So it's a 32-0 lead. Sydney is on top of BG. BG will field the little squib kick here at the 40-yard line, and then they are brought down at about the 44. So a little quick return there for Mason Brown of about 4 yards for BG.
Yeah, Mason Brown with a nice fielded kick right there and carried it about 3-4 yards where the Bobcats will take over first and 10.
Does look like Unitego got on the board here. As Paul Slauson had a pass to Connor Griffin, and it's 13-7. So Unitego trying to get back in that game. So, you know, home field advantage there for the Spartans. You got to figure they're going to have a chance to come back in that one. And so BG will get the ball back here with 10:06 to go in the second quarter. Here is Hallequist again as BG goes right to left. Hallequist throws to the far side. He's got a man. It's complete to Garrett Ives. Good for a first down and tack on another 5 yards across the 40. Good play there by BG and Garrett Ives.
Yeah, nice little quick slant to Ives. He was in the slot and just hit him right away, and he just used his speed to get the first down.
So they are going to spot that at about the 41-yard line. So I think it's important for BG right now just keep your head down, keep grinding, and don't give up.
They had a great drive last time. You know, they got all the way down there, and then one penalty turned it back a little bit. But, you know, they're doing what they can.
Here is Hallequist with a man in motion. He's going to hand this one off to Garrett Ives. Cuts back across the 40. Bulls his way up to the 35-yard line before he's brought down. And a good pickup of about 5. And those back-to-back plays, probably two of the nicest plays we've seen from them so far tonight.
Yeah, a little quick counter. The Warriors have been right on top of it all game long so far, and this time they weren't. And Ives got a 5-yard pickup.
So the play comes in from the sideline here, and BG will set things up with quarterback Trevor Hallequist. 9:15 to go here in the second quarter on CDO, with Sydney, the number one seed, leading 8 seed BG 32-0 in the second quarter. Here is Hallequist. He's going to throw out into the flat on the right side, complete to Alan Turzo, and he slipped up a little bit and is down at about the 36-yard line.
Looked like the throw might have been just a tick too low, and Turzo had to go down, and he just put his knee down on the ground, and that blew it dead.
So Sydney, again, with an amazingly fast start, scored on the first play of the game on about a 75-yard touchdown pass to Liam Matthews. Then it was back-to-back touchdowns for Brandon Evans, and then another one to Liam Matthews, about 80 yards on that one. Even though it was about a 5-yard completion, Matthews did the rest. So,
yes, he did.
Pretty impressive stuff here tonight so far from Sydney. Here is Hallequist going to throw one up into the night sky. This one is intercepted by Liam Matthews at the 10-yard line. BG was trying to go deep down that left side. Pass was intended for Brenton Rideout. Liam Matthews read that one perfectly and picked it off.
Yeah, he did. He went up and he high-pointed the ball. That was a really nice interception right there. He had him on his hip the whole way, didn't make any contact, just went up and out, jumped the kid, and got the ball.
That's the thing about these great receivers. If you put them in the secondary, they're very effective back there on defense for Sydney, too, and just so athletic. So 8:22 to go here in the second quarter. And it's a 32-0 lead. Third turnover of the night now for BG. That has not helped either. So Sydney's going to get it back, and they'll hand it up the gut. And a tackle here by Mason Brown coming off the bottom of the pile here will be, let's see here for Sydney. Not sure who got the handoff there. Looks like David Gannon was the ball carrier for Sydney.
Yeah, those numbers are really hard on this uniform contrast, I guess, is what you want to say.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to pick them up.
The gray with the maroon, you know, in the nighttime game can certainly be hard to see. They throw to the far side here on a 2nd and 7, complete to Liam Matthews, but a good job there by the BG defense. Bavar was right there in coverage, maybe a gain of 2.
Yeah, nice little play right there for the Warriors. Now they'll come out on this next play and see if they can run the ball a little bit. You know, they've shown they can pass it. Like to see him just try to, you know, put a drive together and take the rest of this quarter out of the hands of the Bobcats.
So a 1st and 10 now coming up here for Sydney, as Matthews did get just enough for a first down with 7:45 to go here in the second quarter. Now they'll have a little pitch to David Gannon, runs to the outside. Hallequist comes up with a tackle and a flag on the play. It's going to be holding against Sydney.
Yeah, I could see that clearly. I mean, it was definitely coming. The BG Bobcat player, number 44, Mr. Ives, had a great position and was doing everything he could. And right at the end, when he was getting ready to tackle the Warrior, the kid grabbed a hold of his jersey, holding.
So 7:41 to go in the second quarter. 32-0 lead for Sydney over Bainbridge Guilford. I think also important for BG to try to stay together in these moments,
oh, yeah,
you know, and stick it out as a team here. And if you're going to have any chance at a comeback or putting some good things together, have to keep that teamwork, that cohesion going.
Well, there's one thing we do know, and that's Coach Israel Lorimer will not let these kids lay down. He will make sure they're still pumped up on the sideline and motivated and doing their best out there.
7:41 to go, second quarter, 32-0 lead for Sydney over visiting Bainbridge Guilford here tonight in the first round of the Section 4 Class D football playoffs. Smith barking out some signals at the line here on a 1st and 8. We're going to have a flag, and
nobody snapped the ball.
Yeah, Smith drops his head there a little bit as if, hey, guys, we practiced that one and didn't really work out the way it should have. We'll see what the call is. It's going to be against Sydney.
Yeah, false start against Sydney. Probably 4 of the wideouts left the line of scrimmage, and the ball never got snapped. So I don't know what happened there, but it is a penalty against the Warriors, and it is a long one. 1st and probably about 28 yards.
Yeah, that's a long way to go here, and Darren Smith, the Sydney quarterback, has got his heels in the Sydney end zone as they go left to right. So he's in dangerous territory now. We'll see if the pass rush is coming as Tommy Palmateer looks itching on that right side to try to get to him. And the pass from Smith is over for Ethan Fish. A one-handed catch. Unbelievable at the 30. He's going to take it to the house. He's got some space here. He's down to the 20, to the 10. Touchdown for Sydney. Unbelievable one-handed catch for Ethan Fish. I don't know how he got it.
That was absolutely amazing. I can't even begin to tell you how good of a play that was, folks. I mean, that just, like, stuck to his hand, and I, when I say hand, I mean hand. It wasn't two hands, it was one hand. and it was a beautiful pass and just an unbelievable catch.
Good coverage by BG. I mean, it was double coverage. The pass was high. Finch had to jump, and it was legitimately a one-handed catch.
Oh, that was sick. Absolutely sick. That's the only thing I can say right there.
I mean, that's a Odell Beckham, mm-hmm. David Tyree one-handed catch there. Unbelievable for Finch. But that's the athleticism he brings in any sport that he plays. You see him make freak plays like that, and that was another one right there. My goodness. 38-0 now with 7:03 to go in the second quarter. They're going to go for two, and they'll snap and hand off to Reggie Jimenez, and he is in. He is in for the two-point conversion, and it is a 40-0 lead. Sydney is on top of BG, and again, 7:03 to go here in the second quarter. Live in Sydney tonight, the Warriors jump out to a huge lead, 40-0 over BG. We'll be right back on CDO.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. A special good luck wish goes to the Unitigo Spartans. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, alignments, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7, just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
So probably the nicest high school catch that I've ever seen in person. Ethan Finch hauls in a 96-yard touchdown catch, one-handed, took it to the house. Sydney leads 40-0, Tim.
Yeah, I'm still stunned. I never say that I've never been speechless, but I was really close watching that because that was just absolutely beautiful.
Almost halftime over in Hancock, and the Eagles of DH have taken a 14-7 lead over Green. So a big-time play there for Deposit Hancock to score with under a minute to go in the first half. So a flag here as Sydney kicks off, and it rolls out of bounds without anyone touching it. And so BG will get another chance here on offense. They'll start at their own 25, trailing 40-0 with 7:03 to go in the second quarter.
Yeah, that's just unbelievable. I hope the Bobcats can just manage something here, you know, just get into halftime and make some adjustments and maybe come back out in the second half and put some points on the board.
So the Bobcats, again, we'll come out on offense here, and it just, right from the start tonight, has been a rough one for them as Sydney scored on the first play from scrimmage, a 75-yard touchdown. Here is Hallequist, bounces to the outside on a first and 10. Hallequist is just going to run this one out of bounds, had nowhere to go as the defense was collapsing down on him. That was Leah Matthews was right there, as well as Tanner Gifford and Cameron Chabot all just trailing him.
Yeah, real nice little, you know, a little play out to the side there, and the Warriors strung it out really nicely, and Trevor did all he could to get, you know, to keep it from being 5 yards lost to get it back to four or three.
So Leah Matthews with two touchdowns, Brandon Evans with two touchdowns, and Ethan Finch with one, all passing touchdowns from Darren Smith. He's got five in the first half.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
And so the Sydney offense just continues to click here this year. And so here is BG on a 2nd-and-12 with 6:54 to go before the halftime break. Hallequist steps back, throws across the middle, complete. Allen Turzo, 45-50. Great catch by Turzo, and he rolls his way into Sydney territory down to the 49.
Yeah, nice little throw by Trevor on a quick little slant to Turzo, and Turzo picks up the first down yardage. Ball at 1st-and-10 at the midfield.
BG's had some nice success,
you
know, throwing the ball over the middle like that. It's just when they've gotten down deep, some of these plays have just stalled out, and they just haven't been able to put a full drive together yet. And so 6:35 to go in the second quarter. It's Sydney 40 and BG nothing. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Stay tuned. We'll hear from Sydney head coach Jeff Matthews, talk to him about this matchup tonight with BG, also the loss to Newark Valley last week, the number one team in the state in Class C. So we have a flag on the play here. We'll see who this one is against. And just wanted to talk to Coach Matthews about the season overall and see what he's thinking, you know, going into the playoffs here. Hey, how did our regular season go? What were our goals? And he'll answer all those questions for us at the break.
Look forward to it.
So you make sure to stay tuned for that again during the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. So So the penalty against BG is going to back them up into their own territory. Again, they go right to left on your radio dial. They're at their own 45 now, approaching midfield. Hallequist is going to throw one up onto the right side. He's got a receiver in Cody Ferreira, but overthrew him by about 5 yards, and good double coverage there by Sydney, too.
Yeah, nice little play. Second time he's targeted Ferreira, but the Warriors are doing such a nice job in the defensive backfield tonight. There's really no room for the Bobcat receivers.
You know, we've seen BG a couple of times this year. Saw him in big wins over Delhi and Unadilla Valley, and also in a loss against Unitigo. And we heard Coach Israel Lormer say in the pregame, teams they were playing this year would throw 5 or 10 times a game, and that was a lot. And so I just think it's so hard for these local teams to come in and go up against a Sydney offense that's going to throw it 30, 35 times.
It's definitely something what you have
change.
To prepare for. And you don't, you know, one thing, it's how do you do that in your scout teams? You got to have the kids do that against your first-string defense, and that's crazy.
Ed Rayner is going to break through the line and bring down Trevor Hallequist for a big-time loss on second down. And that was, you know, Hallequist was trying to escape, and I think he lost an extra 10 or 15 yards all the way back to about the 30,
yeah.
The 35 here for BG.
Yeah, that was a big loss right there, and that's going to bring up 25,
yeah.
Third and 25.
So about a third and 25 here for BG. And you feel for them because they're just trying to make plays, but Sydney seems to have the answer every time.
Yeah, the defense for the Warriors is really doing a really nice job. Everything that the Bobcats are trying to do, other than that little quick pass over the middle, that isn't working, and the Warriors are right there.
Here's Hallequist, escapes the rush, does a great job, and he's going to work his way upfield to about the 45, so a 10-yard pickup here with his legs, but it's going to be fourth and long still coming up as... You know, he needed about 25, and he picked up 10.
Yeah, nice little play right there, and a little jaunt going on between the tackler and number 21 for Bobcats there. I think they were just talking about, you know, what they're going to do after the game, where
yeah.
they're going to go have a slice
Let's
of pizza.
Let's go get some pizza,
yeah.
you know. I'm sure it was all friendly banter down there.
Referee didn't think it was.
So Hallequist is going to punt this one away. Good punt here from Trevor. Bounces at the 20, picked up by Liam Matthews at the 15. Matthews gets around one man, works his way to the outside, flag in the backfield to the 30, to the 40. Matthews is at the 50, to the 45 before he's knocked out of bounds at the BG 40-yard line, but we'll see what that flag is for way back at the beginning of the play.
Yeah, I got to say we have a legal block in the back against the Warriors, and that ball is coming back.
So the halftime score between Harper's Illapton and Unitigo is 13-7. So the Hornets on top of the Spartans there at the break, and I believe at the break as well, Deposit Hancock with that 14-7 lead over Green.
Okay.
So the other two games local tonight are pretty tough and close at the halftime break. The other game we'll try to get you a score on is number 3 Tioga taking on number 6 Elmira Notre Dame. So 6-0 is what we're hearing. Tioga
had Notre Dame.
Notre Dame. Wow. Elmira Notre Dame with a 6-0 lead over Tioga. That's surprising to me. So you never know in the playoffs.
Funny, you go to the New York State Troopers to get stats.
Yeah, that's right. They're our number one source here in the box. So 4:58 to go in the second quarter, and Sydney with a very comfortable 40-0 lead here. They'll get the ball again, and this pass attack has just done very well. But I agree with you, Tim. Let's put it on the ground and see what they can do here. Good
yeah, you know,
opportunity
you may
to work.
Run, going into the playoffs, you may run into somebody that's going to shut that stuff down. And if they can, you've got to have something else to go to. And you've got a good stable of backs back there. Let them see what they can do running the ball.
Sydney is going to keep in the air here as Darren Smith wriggles out of a tackle, throws, and it's incomplete. And second down coming up. Good job, though, by Smith. He was able to escape the rush there from John Castle, who looked like he was going to bring him down.
Yeah, I thought he had him take in the grass kind of thing, you know. I mean, I thought for sure he was going to take him to the ground, but Smith has gotten strong. I mean, you can see the kid has gotten a lot bigger and a lot stronger in this last year, so he works hard.
Certainly does. We'll hear about that at halftime, too, from Coach Matthews and all the hard work that Darren puts in during the offseason. He's going to throw here on a 2nd and 10, and it's going to be complete to Lucas Tanner. He runs his way up the sideline. Lucas Tanner to the 40, to the 50. Lucas Tanner is into BG territory. He might take it all the way, and he will. Down to the 10, to the 5. Lucas Tanner with another Sydney touchdown, and this one with no flags on the play should be about 90 yards.
Yeah, nice little screen pass. They called that right off the bat. I don't know what happened. Something happened in the end zone. I thought maybe there was going to be a call against the Bobcats for hitting Smith in the end zone, but I'm not really sure what happened. But Sydney Warrior coaching staff is trying to get an explanation, and Darren Smith has got his hands on his hips, standing at the 20.
Well, you know, he is the biggest weapon probably that you have, right? I mean, we talk about all the athleticism, but the ability to get these guys the ball where it needs to be. And he's taken some hits this year, you know, and that's their number one asset, and I'm sure they're trying to protect it. The officials are having a little conference right now and talking with one another. They haven't put the score up on the board yet, and
just an absolutely great call, though. I mean, they caught Bainbridge in an all-out blitz, and they called the screen play to the right side, and Lucas Tanner took it all the way to the house. Picked up a nice block right about the 35-yard line. I couldn't see who the number was, the Sydney Warrior that freed him, but... Number three, Ethan Finch.
Boy, these guys are getting a workout, cardio workout
yes,
tonight, that's for sure. So just got another update that Tioga retakes the lead 7-6 at the half over Elmira Notre Dame. Okay. So good score update there. And the officials still talking things over here, Tim.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened. I mean, I didn't ever really see a flag.
I didn't either.
I'm still looking. I don't see a flag on the ground anywhere. But... I'm not really sure what's happening, but they're having a nice little conversation. Maybe they're talking about what they're going to do after the game.
You know, we were so busy watching LT dance down the sideline.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had the chance to see LT run that far.
Oh, I know.
His touchdowns are usually about a yard.
He started to run out of a little gas there. But then he picked up the block, and then he just freed him. You know, it was nice to see LT going down the sideline.
Yep, and he was looking for pay dirt, too. They might bring this one back. I don't know. Everybody is kind of congregating back towards where the play was. And LT on his birthday, I'm sure he would have wanted that one.
Oh, yeah. That would have been a really nice birthday present for LT.
So
90-yard reception.
And it looks like they're bringing this one back.
They are.
Wow. So we never did see an official call on the field, at least to my knowledge. But it is not going to count, and they're going to put it back here for Sydney. And it's going to be about a first and maybe 3 or 4 yards as Sydney is going to have the ball at about the 15-yard line. Smith's going to throw to Lucas Tanner, same exact play. Lucas Tanner back down the sideline, and this time he hits a brick wall. Does get the first down out to about the 35, but this time the BG defense was there with Ben Bavar to bring him down.
Yeah, Lucas Tanner and Ben Bavar had an unbelievable collision right there.
Yes, they did.
And... both guys got up and walked away and shook hands, and that's a good thing to see, good sportsmanship amongst rival teams.
You know, these two schools, these two towns separated by, you know, 5 or 6 miles, it's always fun when they face off in any sport. They've had some great games in baseball recently, and, you know, basketball has kind of belonged to Sydney the last couple of years, but it's just always a fun rivalry, and haven't seen them on the football field in 2 or 3 years, I would say.
So. Yeah, no, it has been that long, definitely.
Here's the snap, little miscommunication, and Darren is just going to have to fall on this one. I don't think he was ready for that one to come, and Smith just falls on it at the 30.
It's a good play right there by Smith. Didn't try to pick it up and try to make something out of it. Just fell on the ball and lives on second down.
And so this is going to be second and about 15 as Sydney goes left to right on your radio dial, and they had the ball at the 31-yard line. So waiting here for Smith as he checks the play on his wrist guard. Halftime show coming up, 3.5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Smith throws to the far side. He's got a receiver. It's complete and good for a first down at midfield, or will they say it was incomplete?
Looks like an incomplete pass. Yeah.
Brandon Evans couldn't hold on to that one as he was falling down to the ground. And a good play there. Hallequist got over as well, and I believe Alan Turzo to put the hit on him.
Alan Turzo with an unbelievably nice hit right there, well-timed hit, and separated the ball from Evans. An incomplete pass for the Warriors, third down.
You know, Hallequist hasn't played defense all year. They threw him in just trying to get another athlete out there, and he's doing everything he can in what could be his last, you know, playoff football game of his career. Flushed out of the pocket here is Darren Smith on a 3rd and 15. He's going to slide across the 35 to the 36. BG's doing everything they can to put some pressure on him. This time Smith kind of wriggles out of that one and picks up 3 or 4 yards.
Well, this is the second time the Warriors have... you know, giving the ball back to the Bobcats. First time they had turned it over on downs, and then this time they're going to be punting.
First punt of the night.
So Ethan Finch will be back to punt, and Garrett Ives will stand to our right back at about the BG 25-yard line. Again, our score here late in the second quarter is Sydney 40 and BG nothing, as it has been all Sydney here tonight under the lights at Alumni Field. And a good punt here by Finch is going to just roll down the sideline, and they'll say it rolls out of bounds at about the 22-yard line. BG will pick up here late in the second half, or first half, excuse me, second quarter. Ahead 40 to nothing, Sydney is on top of BG.
That was an absolutely fantastic punt by Finch right there. He actually had the ball spiraling. It almost looked like a Darren Smith pass in the air up there.
Norwich has really come back. They lead 24-10 over Windsor. After
wow.
Windsor had that 10-0 lead, Norwich scored on a short run with 17 seconds remaining in the quarter, and it was all Purple Tornado in the second quarter there. So 24-10, I guess head coach Mike Christie got those guys alive and well to start the second quarter. Handoff here for BG on a first and 10, pickup of about 7 yards for Garrett Ives out to about the 29.
Garrett Ives was a nice run on first down, brings up second down and about 4.
And so BG just trying to end the first half here, get it, maybe regroup at the halftime break. As Hallequist on a second and 4 here is in the shotgun. Terzo is in motion. He'll hand it off. Terzo going from left to right. Cuts back up the middle. Needs 4 and picked up maybe about 3 here for BG.
Yeah, nice little play. A little quick hitter to Terzo as he was motioning back to Hallequist and turned it up inside the garden center gap and got a first down. Wow.
Well, speaking of BG, want to give a little shout-out. Their girls volleyball team winning the MAC championship tonight, 3 games to nothing over Oxford. And they have been a dominant team all year in the MAC, won a couple of big-time tournaments against big schools. So excited to see the girls volleyball program continue to do well at BG. Be fun for sectionals, that's for sure. Stepping up in the pocket here is Hallequist. And he'll run to the outside, maybe a pickup of 2 or 3. On first and 10 here for Hallequist as he was knocked out of bounds at about the 35.
Yeah, nice little stiff arm, got him a couple extra yards on that play right there. And like Nate said, he did go out of bounds. It'll bring up second down and about 8.
And so the ball at about the 36-yard line. You know, if you're BG here, I think you just got to keep, as we've said before, just keep chugging. Get into the locker room, maybe make some adjustments, and just stay together as a team here. Do the best you can. Hallequist wants to throw over the middle. He's got Terzo, and he can't haul that one in. I think he might have looked out of the corner of his eye and seen Liam Matthews coming his way and just flinched up a little bit.
Yeah, that was an interesting little play right there because it looked like Liam thought he was going to go. He went for the ball, and Terzo thought he was going for him.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a little bit of a snafu there for a minute. But ball fell to the ground incomplete.
Minute 28 to go before the half. It's Sydney 40 and BG nothing. 5 touchdown passes for Darren Smith for Sydney, 2 to Liam Matthews, 2 to Brandon Evans, and 1 to Ethan Finch. So it has been all Sydney so far here tonight, and they are looking good. Waiting for the snap here to Hallequist on a 3rd and 7. Hallequist looks across the middle. Again, the pressure is there. He's going to have to run to escape it. A good ball fake. He's going to pick up the first down, 45 to the 50, before he's knocked out at about the 48 as he gets into Sydney territory. And Hallequist is just doing everything he can to move the chains.
Yeah, he's doing whatever he has to do. I mean, like you said, Nate, he rolls out to the right side, and if there's a guy open, he lets it go. If there isn't anybody open, he's going to tuck it and run. And he's very elusive. He did a nice little ball fake there to freeze one of the tacklers from the Warriors and pick up the first down.
3 turnovers in this first half for BG, 1 fumble, 2 interceptions. But I think a lot of that is a product of just you have to try to get some things going. And, you know, sometimes Sydney has been right there with the answer. And here it is again, another little try. They try to reverse it here, and I believe this is another fumble. We'll see if Sydney picks it up. Yes, they do. The handoff just wasn't clean there on that little double reverse. Terzo lost it. Sydney gets it back at midfield with a minute 10 to go before halftime, and they lead 40 to nothing.
Terzo is down right now, so we're going to have to take a break here.
So Terzo down on the field. We'll hope he's okay. We're going to step away for 30 seconds, and we'll be right back. It's again Sydney 40, BG nothing, with a minute 10 to go before the halftime break on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks, with a minute 10 to go here in the first quarter. Sydney will get the ball back, and we're going to have a flag on the play, going to be a false start here against the Sydney Warriors, and we'll see if, you know, Sydney tries.
Usually that play is blown dead if it's a false start, and they let it go. I'm not quite understanding that right there, but that's what they called, false start.
So we'll see if the Warriors stick to the ground game, or if maybe they'll toss it up in the night sky here with a minute 8 to go before halftime. As it has been all Sydney, again, they scored on the first play from scrimmage, a 75-yard touchdown pass from Darren Smith to Liam Matthews, and Sydney hasn't looked back yet. Tim, I got to say, a great crowd here tonight.
Oh, yeah,
probably the biggest crowd of the year.
Yeah.
Far side's pretty packed along the fence and the bleachers, so great for Friday Night Lights. Smith's going to step up in the pocket, avoiding some pressure, throws. It's a little lame duck, as I believe it got tipped at the line, and it's incomplete.
Yeah, it looked like he got hit as he was throwing the ball. Bobcats are doing a good job getting pressure on Smith. They've got a couple of sacks and hurried them on that throw right there.
So BG, I got to say, has done a good job of supplying some pressure, applying some pressure, I should say, against...
But when they haven't got there...
Yeah, he's made them pay. And that's the thing, I think, if you're a team that can get the pressure there in time, you're going to have a chance. But with the arm strength that he has, he gets it out quickly and accurately. Here is Smith again tossing one up into coverage. This one almost intercepted, probably should have been. BG was right there, and they read that one very, very well over on the far side. It gets knocked down.
Yeah, BG absolutely just sent, let seven guys go into pass coverage on that play and sent only four linemen. So they didn't get the pressure, but there was a lot of white jerseys back there with the Warriors.
And so the ball at the 44-yard line, Sydney going left to right with 54 seconds to go. Here in the second quarter, our other local games, all three of them that we're keeping an eye on in the Section 4 Class D playoffs are already at halftime. But we've learned this year, if you're doing a Sydney game, you're in for the long haul.
Yep, so that throwing slows the game down.
So here is Smith again, wants the throw. Looks across the middle, complete here to Brandon Evans, across the 45, still short of the first down to the 44. Clock is continuing to move here on third down, now fourth down coming up, fourth and short for Sydney. Got a fourth and three.
Yeah, fourth and three for the Warriors, just inside the Bobcat territory. Smith is going to take the snap here.
Clock still moving down to 25 seconds to go before the halftime break. Smith taking his time. The play clock works its way down to 10. Now Smith's going to throw over the middle. Incomplete, as he was looking for Ethan Finch, just a little bit too far in front of him there.
So the Warriors will turn it over on downs here, and the Bobcats will end up the half with the ball. And they get it at the beginning of the second half.
Yeah, BG will receive, and they will have the ball here with 16 seconds to go in the second quarter. Nate Lawler and Tim Cunning with you on WCDO, and also WCDOsports.com. We'll have our halftime show coming up, brought to you by Marabito Energy Products. We'll hear from Sydney head coach Jeff Matthews, and we'll get you some out-of-town scores. We'll break down the first half, get you a scoring recap, and talk about some of the other games that went on today. There was a lot of Section 4 Class B, C, and D girls soccer that happened today, the MAC Championship for volleyball. A lot going on here today on a busy day in local Section 4 country. Here is Hallequist again, just hounded by the Sydney defense. He's on the run to the left side, throws back across his body. It's knocked down by Liam Matthews. Otherwise, he might have had a chance to get that one to Cody Ferreira, but it falls short.
Yeah, he was hounded on that play by number 51 of the Warriors, and he took Trevor down right on the sideline. I didn't even, I actually was trying to see if the referee was going to throw the flag for a late hit, but he did not, so second down for the Bobcats.
Second down coming up with 6 seconds to go, so this could possibly be the last play of the second quarter as Hallequist gets the play from the BG sideline. And BG will set it up again, going right to left on your radio dial. They trail 40 to nothing here as we wind down the first half. Hallequist in the shotgun. He'll hand off to Ben Bavar. Tries to go up the middle. Ed Rayner is right there to bring him down. And that will be the last play of the first half. So our halftime score is Sydney 40 and Bainbridge Guilford nothing. Our post or our halftime show coming up, brought to you by Morabito Energy Products. Again, 40 to nothing. Sydney over BG at the break. We'll be right back on WCDO.